Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Hey, what's up, Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB. All right, so back to today's recipe. For those who like dry ramen like me, myself, on like most days, unless it's rainy, I love dry ramen. And it would be a great recipe for you to try this one. So take any dry instant noodles. It can be the I brand or the M brand, like the Sedap, you know? Yeah, cook the noodles, set aside. For the sauce, pour them into a bowl and add 2 teaspoons of peanut butter. This is the soul of this dish, okay? 2 teaspoons of peanut butter. So you can use either the crunchy one or the smooth one. It's up to your liking. But what you have to do is actually add like about a tablespoon of warm water to mix everything and to melt the peanut butter. Then after that, you mix in the cooked instant noodles and your peanut butter dry noodles are done. The recipe, this one is going to make it more savory, a little bit sweet because peanut butter has some sweetness inside. And then when you mix it up, that nutty flavor is going to explode with each bite. You can even top this up with by adding more peanut crunches or like peanut pieces as well. But if you hate those, then it's okay. I feel like you can actually add lemon flakes though. Not lemon flakes, sorry. What lemon flakes? Almond. Almond flakes would be a great dish to actually make this, to elevate this dish actually.